All right, so we've been talking a little bit, so I'm just gonna continue where we left off. Hello, everyone. Nice to have you here. So, we were saying that sometimes it helps to, like, when you're making a podcast, to revisit the conversations. Not like in real life where, you might have had like a conversation with someone where you were networking and you were like, "What was that thing? What was that thing that I said? It was really smart," or they said that was really smart. And now, damn it, I can't revisit it. And like podcasts really allow you to do that. And also, like what I do with Let's Learning, like the streams and the recordings help a lot with revisiting what I was learning. So sometimes I'm like, oh, what was that code that I wrote there? So if you're documenting that and you, even for your own benefit, like you're not commentating, you're just having it on your hard drive, you have your OBS always recording your progress. Sometimes it helps just to go back then and just look at yourself like, oh, so this is how I solved it. Or if you lost the file for whatever reason, like out power problems or whatever, you can go back and just revisit that and just like recreate the whole thing. Anyway, let's introduce people to you. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Quentin and I'm a real-time VFX artist. I majored in game design and I went in like the coding concentration, but then like I was just getting folded and like I was just not liking coding as much. And then I went to GDC and someone was like, "Oh, you should like check out tech art." And I was like,
Oh yeah.
"Ooh, that's pretty cool." And then my professor is like, "Yeah, but you should also check out VFX like during the end of my junior year." And I was like, "Oh, this is awesome. Like it's doing everything all at once." And I love it.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, I think you're the first one on this podcast that has coding background. I think now you're not the first that had game design background, so coding background. Let me ask this question. With coding, there's different ways to think about it, right? There's like a section for just visual coding. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah, but I didn't really get into like any VFX coding. I was just like making smaller like projects with them.
So you've when you worked with the real-time VFX, you've been working, of course, with what the engine already offered. Like, you're not trying to reinvent the wheel, so to speak. But when you have a coding background, you probably are able to implement those effects and in a logical way, right? Which gives you like this ability to, use them logically or maybe even like on your portfolio show that the effect has like an actual damage or just adding logic to it. Is that true or is that not true to your case?
I remember when I first started out in VFX, I didn't really like know all of it yet, like spawning it, which was like really like, oh my God, I could have just like Googled it, but I just like spawned it in the blueprints and I was like, oh, what was I doing? This was a mess. But so it does help with that like small stuff. But recently I've just been doing projects where there's already coders who like mostly help out with that, right? Which is so nice. Like, bless them. I would not be where I am. I would not be sane without them. And even at my internship, like, I never had to touch any code at my internship, which was really nice, because I would probably start crying.
I mean, even like professional, senior level, VFX artists or real-time VFX artists never touch code. The thing is, you're probably working with a team has a version of a game, and they have built it in a way that they know how to work with it. And if you come in with your own code and you start messing around, it's probably gonna be a bad day for them. So best thing to do, like, to just ask this of the sorry to ask the people who were doing the coding. Like, there's probably an engineer there somewhere, like a software engineer. Just ask them to give you hooks. And I'm not saying all what you have to do is to drag and drop prefabs. That's almost always never the case. But like you need to know, they also need to know what you need for like, because what you do is between the art and between the code. It's kind of vague. We're a mix between engineers and artists. More so artists than engineer, I would say, depending on your background. But the majority of like real-time fix artists come from an artistic background. That's not say the majority, but like, you know, again, depending on your background. Technical art is the one where like coding is definitely mandatory, I feel. Yeah, that's a job where you need to code. You need to understand visual coding. You need to understand a lot of things. But yeah, how do you feel like you could ever become like a technical artist at one point?
Maybe like 10 years down the line when I'm bored or
Yeah.
something,
There's a lot to
I'm like
discover.
going crazy. Yeah, then maybe. But yeah, I don't know. It's really cool because I do want to help people and like make stuff for the team to use. Like I feel like that's just so wholesome, and like nice with the technical art. You
It's
can
very
just
rewarding
yes, always thinking of
to like
others.
do something for the team, and the team's like, "Wow, you're a magician." And you're like, "Yes, I am. I am a magician. I do cool things."
And it's so random. It's like the most randomest like things to tools and stuff. So it would be nice to like pivot one day, but that's for the future. I feel like I need to hone in more on like one thing at a time, just because of I feel like for like AAA, like you need to specialize more, or so I've heard. So I've been trying to listen to that advice.
So basically, your teacher told you, "Hey, check out Visual Effects, right?" And so, walk us through what happened after that. How did you become good at understanding colors, like all the aspects of VFX? How did you start learning that, and how did that make you feel?
I went on YouTube and then also use VFX Apprentice.
Yes,
Shout
shout
out.
out. I'll leave the
Yeah. I
link in
saw
the
that you used
description.
it too. to learn, and it's really nice. I've also been like learning a lot from like the VFX community, like on the Discords, especially VFX Apprentices. Everyone's like really nice and like helpful with like feedback and gives like insightful like critiques and stuff. So I really appreciate that. And there's like mentors on there too that like they do like little critique sessions every week, and that's been really nice. And then also Jason Keyser, the CEO of VFX Apprentice, is like super helpful. I actually met him at GDC,
No way, that's
and
cool.
yeah,
Lucky you.
before it's so funny because when I didn't know him yet, I would always like joke to my animation friend like, "I'll make this guy my mentor. Like he's so cool. I want to be just like him." And then like this year, he was like, "Oh yeah, like do you need like help or like do you want to be a mentee of mine?" And I was like, "Oh my God, no way! That's so
It's
sick!"
so cool.
I was like fangirling so hard. I was like, "No way! We can yap like." Every
So
month
cool.
or every week or so, I don't know. And he's like, "Yeah, sure."
That's so cool.
So yeah, I'm like living it.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
how has it been helping you so far?
Oh yeah, I think he has really good advice and stuff. I think having a mentor definitely speeds up the process because I think I'd be more lost and like being more slow and stuff without.
It's more like laser focused, right? As in, you know, as the opposite is, of course, you're sitting there having nothing, you know, nothing in mind. You probably like you're interested in doing some effects, and it's like there's no direction, there's no specific destination, I guess. But when you have a mentor, you probably are picking up good habits quickly. Even if you're paying for that, it will be very helpful. My own thing is like when I tell beginners not to get a mentor is when you're not having any idea what the thing is you want to learn. Because basically, almost I would say to 60% of the information is available for free. If you just Google, if you just like try a couple of things, once you've known the basics and you kind of like dabbled a little bit with many of the tools, you tinkered. I would say then definitely get a mentor, like to 1,000% get a mentor. It will just improve you way more than anything. I mean, the only other thing that will improve you better is, I think, a job. Like, if you can land a job early on, like I did, like, go for it, of course. Drop everything you're doing, just get the job, because you will get so much information from that.
Yeah, I bet the experience helps out a lot. And like the team too.
Yeah, the team.
And they're really nice. Yeah. Like
The team is
everyone's so
everything.
like helpful.
I mean, you worked within a team, right? You still are working in a team. How
It's
would you
really
say
fun
your
actually.
experience was different from before and after working with a team?
I guess there's definitely more motivation because there's more on the line, I feel like. I think I work best under pressure and like with people. Yeah, because then I'm like, oh my God, now I have to make it extra good or else they're gonna think I'm lame. But yeah, so it's really nice. And like a lot of them are like super helpful. Like, oh yeah, we have a tech artist on the team too.
Awesome.
So if I had any questions, I'm like, oh, can you help me? And they're like, oh, you just do this. And I'm like, wow, I would have taken like months probably to figure that out.
And
Or,
also,
you
like,
know,
you
like.
have to the coding as a background, so you kind of can take the advice and run with it, right? Better than anyone else who just has like an artistic background. Like, better than me, I guess. You could take the advice from a technical artist and just like run with it and do something really cool with it, right?
Yeah, and then yeah, I think also having the artist also helped a lot too because I wasn't like really well rehearsed in like 3D and stuff and all that. So they've been like super nice and patient, even it's like the most like easiest basic things. I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, people
They're
are
my
awesome.
saviors.
That's why working with people is just great. Not a lot of people
Yeah.
have access to industry, like games industry generally. So here's where like Discord communities can be very, very helpful. Like, even if you're just like, here's the thing. I knew an environment artist who was in Gaza, right? So I don't know what happened to him, honestly. I remember there was like yeah, I remember it was a GoFundMe, and I re supported that, but I have no idea what happened to him. But anyway, like, his whole portfolio was super impressive. Like, all the work he's done, and he's young too. Like, all the work he's done was through like online art jams, right? Or game jams and art jams. So he just found a way, even though he didn't have like access to an industry, to just do projects, and that was his way to cope with it. He has this like immense interest in the stuff he was doing. So yeah, being around people, working with people, especially in our industry, is amazing. You just learn so much, even under pressure, like you said. Like, pressure is everything, I feel, right? Like, with a mentor, you're kind of applying that pressure as well.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, like shaking in my boots.
You're like, I paid for this. It better be something. There must be something coming out of this. But with VFX is also like a lot of things to learn. It's never too much to learn, I guess. You can always expand in one area. You can even like expand in the coding area and just make a whole game. Basically. Pretty much. Yeah, that's cool. So was there any difficulties going into the artistic part of visual effects for you?
I really like art. Personally, I'm a big art enjoyer since I was like, I think like before elementary school, like I'd just scribble and like draw things for people for fun. Because yeah, I used to live in like a nail shop back then, which is kind of random, and like the customers would just like hang out and chill while waiting for their nails to dry. So I'll be like, let me draw you real quick. And then it's like the most like ugliest like monstrosity. Like, and they're like,
That's
wow.
amazing.
And that just, yeah, that fueled me. And I'm like, yo, I should do art more. And it's like a blob.
It's a blob.
But yeah, I would love making like art and like little cards and bookmarks for my friends back in elementary. And then I got into digital art because Clip Studios Blend Tool is amazing, so I got more into it.
Cool.
It's
What
an
type of
addiction.
digital
And
art did
then
you do? Was it concept arting or what was it exactly?
I didn't like
Manga?
it. Oh yeah, it was more like that, but it wasn't like super like professional
No, I was just
or
asking you, like,
anything.
what, well, like,
Yeah.
what did you do with manga? What is it called again? Studio Clip Paint. Studio Clip Paint, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just like drew random stuff, and it was like mostly sketches, and I think that helped a lot with like making textures now and stuff, like hand painted things, 'cause yeah, like thinking about like the hardness, I guess, of edges. Like, I'm always like, wow, thank gosh, I those customers like hyped me up, 'cause I would not be here without them gassing me up and my friends like complimenting, yeah, my art.
Yeah,
So
it's
that was really
awesome.
nice.
Yeah. It's cool how many, like, how much of our upbringing artistically is also involved with people. I remember, like, I also started with in a similar way with like digital art. I used to color mangas back in the day, so I just did manga coloring. Yeah, and I just did it for the people, basically. Of course, like, my ego was all like getting fed and stuff. I was like, oh cool, you know, people are liking this, so I'm just gonna keep doing it. And now it comes in like handy. And even when I go back and look at the art that I used to do, like the mega coloring, I noticed that the best pieces are those with effects in them, right? And so I just noticed, like, wow, yeah, it seems that I always was into this, you know? But I never found the window to, like, or I never got, I guess I was doing it unconsciously. Like, so it's fun to see the past artwork and be like, reflect on it and be like, oh, okay, so I was already cooking. That's cool. I was cooking.
Yes.
So how was it for you? Do you look back to like your art and see connections there with effects?
Like the previous 2D art. I thought you meant like my early effects, because I was like, that I did not understand any missives. It was all just like blinding.
Yeah, gotcha.
I was like, pretty lights. Let me bump it up
Yeah.
to 800. Yeah, but I think having a more art background definitely influenced like my like style now, because I used to draw like kind of bubbly, because I'd love drawing like little cheapies and like little people back then
Gotcha.
when I was really small. So now I'm like,
That's
oh,
cool.
like everything I make is more rounded. I need to like be more conscious about it, and like yeah, but
Would you be interested in seeing some of the manga coloring that I used to do and see like where the
oh my
effects were? Okay,
god, yes.
let me show you some of the stuff here.
Oh shoot, wait, you colored that, that's like,
Yeah, so
oh my gosh.
I used to do like I used to take the white and black panels and make the
Yo,
colorings out of it. So look here, you see like the electricity
that
and
is
what's
so
happening
crazy.
behind, like this explosion.
Yeah.
So I was cooking. I told you I was cooking back in the day.
Oh my
Here, here's
god.
another one with like you see this purple thing here? Wait, let me get it more in focus. Like this purple thing, I'm like, wow, that's a cool concept, right? Of an effect.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course,
That
Fullmetal
looks really
Alchemist,
legit.
right? Doesn't go without it. Let me try to zoom in here. So this piece was mine. You see how like I was trying to showcase the soul of I forgot his name, Alphonse, I think. Yeah. Anyway.
So pretty.
But
Yeah,
I
you've been
go.
making textures since. Yeah.
Yeah, I was making textures. Yeah, back in
Yeah.
the day. Now it's even concepts,
You've
right?
been.
So like even
Yeah.
when I was taking the boot camp, the one from VFX Apprentice, I was doing I did a concept for like the digital painting part of it, and I was able to pick it up quickly. Like I did this thing. This thing,
Oh
this explosion,
wow, that's so pretty.
and those little things here.
Dang.
Here's some
Oh
textures.
yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun to experiment with, and it was interesting to see like how quickly I was able to pick it up because of my background. That was super nice. And that worked a little bit in my favor when I started doing like art tests, because I would be like asking the art director to tell me what they're envisioning, and I was able to take whatever I learned. Did you lose me there for a second?
Oh, sorry.
Test, test.
I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear
Oopsies.
you. It's a bit difficult.
Laggy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
Okay.
my
So
iPhone's
I'll
floating.
just keep yapping then. So yeah, it worked in my favor basically, in the art tests where I would be like communicating with the art director, asking them like, how would you like this to look like? And they would give me like instructions, and I was able to bend that to look the way they wanted it to look. All right, you're back.
Let's see, I'm back.
It still
I
is
don't
quite
know.
slow. Yeah, it's better now. It's better now. It's better now.
Okay, we're
Perfect.
so back.
Yeah, we're so back. Were you able to hear what I
Yeah,
was saying?
I heard all of
Cool.
it.
Great. Okay. Yeah. So it's all about your background. When you, I feel like
Yeah.
where you've been working with like skills wise, I feel that's very important. Is there any? Do you work remotely, by the way?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you
I
navigate
do.
like
I
the
love it.
challenges of working remotely?
I love having accountability calls. So I would just like sit in Discord, like a Discord mod, and just do nothing but like do work while like muted or something with my friends, and like they'll stream their work and I'll stream mine, and whenever we're not, like we catch each other not, we're like, hey, what are
That's
you doing?
awesome. Yeah, you're
Stop
kind of simulating
slacking.
this like in office on-site experience, right?
Yeah.
Like
It's really,
what are
really
you
fun.
working on type of experience, which is like lacking in remote work? I feel that's super cool. It's such a cool idea.
Yeah, it's definitely like it helps with the loneliness, I feel like. 'Cause you like have someone there, even if like they're not like talking to you. It's like parallel play where you're like doing stuff together, and like I don't know, just the fact that knowing that they're alive and breathing, it's really comforting. I'm like, oh yeah, humans exist outside my
Yeah,
room.
humans exist. I love
It's
that.
crazy. Yeah,
That will be
it's
the
nice to hear
title
my
of this
friends
video,
breathe.
Humans Exist.
Yeah. Wow.
Super cool.
Norway.
Do you work with other women in the field that have similar interests?
Yeah, though we're not like I guess not a lot of VFX. Yeah, a lot of them are just like, I feel like my classmates are like very diverse. Like we all have different personalities and disciplines, which is
Yes.
super funny to me, because I'm like, oh, we're so perfect as a team, because
Like a puzzle piece.
there's like literally every, yeah. So it's really nice, like coming from different backgrounds and stuff. And I think, I don't know, I think it's really cool. There's also some that have like also music backgrounds, and I do notice like, yeah, like it helps with timing a lot, because
Yes.
I don't know, it's just, it comes naturally. And then I was thinking before a lot about doing this for my VFX as well, because like for my one of my, what's it called, World of Warcraft competition submission, I would like try to match it up to like a song, Because you know how, like, in psychology, there's like certain beats per measure that like incite different emotions. So I was like, ooh, like if I want to incite this emotion, what beats per measure would it be? And I look up a song and try to match that up to the VFX. It would be nice to like finally do one where like every instrument was like every different emitter. That would be so cool, I feel like.
There's a way.
But yeah,
I
that would
think
be
there is a
sick if I,
way, right? I've seen
yeah.
some stuff like
I
that at
don't know.
least. But
Yeah,
yeah.
but I feel like yeah, the music effects. But I think yeah, the timing is really nice if you just match them up with songs already, because they're like they already the hard work with like anticipation and like
I
the
agree. I agree. And I
climactic.
think
Yeah.
what we do is like music, but visually. Like we do visual music if you think about it. And I think the sight is the best sense we have as humans. So that's why it feels so satisfying. I think I'm not a scientist, but I think it's why we it feels so satisfying to see when you're playing, when you hit a button, that this response is so quick and then there are visuals happening with sound, right? Especially when it's combined with sound. I feel like that is so cool. And it's just we hit that main sense, I feel like the visual sense very very hard. But it has to hit that it has to how to say. I talked to Robin yesterday. He said something very important. It's like it has to be logical. In a way, like forms, what do they say? Forms have purpose, or things are formed for their purpose, something like that. So, like, your effects kind of need to do that form or communicate that form. So, if it's a small enemy hitting you, it should be a small effect. Like, you can't make it a huge effect unless it requires you to do so. Depending on like how much damage you're taking or something like that. Yeah, like putting some coherence, I guess is the word. Putting some coherence in the effects. How was that for you? Were you able to think about that a lot, or were you more like chasing the visual language of it? How did you navigate that world, I guess?
I guess I'll just only consider like mass. I never really, yeah, that's a good advice to like think about the source, like where it's coming from,
It's
to
coming
make it
from, yeah.
make sense. 'Cause yeah, 'cause people really like it when like art imitates life, like
Yeah.
oh, they can connect it to yeah something that they know, and then yeah, that's really good to keep in mind. I do, yeah, try to like be more conscious about like shape language.
But I think you
Just
did a
to
great job with shape language with the heart effect.
oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
But
Yeah,
I have a question. Is it the healing effect, or is it like causing, you know, what do they call those spells? The love spells? What
oh,
are they
like
called?
buffs? Oh, the charms. Yeah, it
Yeah,
was a
that charm.
charm
It was a
like
charm.
spell.
Okay, yeah, because
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that communicates a charm. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, thank goodness.
I
But
was confused. I was like, is it a healing or nah? It's more of a charm. But it's good that you explained it.
yeah. I guess I don't know. I guess that's all I really I just think about mostly the timing more when I make effects, I feel like, just because of the yeah, wanting it to be snappy, I feel like. And like responsive. I like animation and like motion a lot. And I think that gives out the most like feedback for players. And it's just, I think, more rewarding when you have like obvious cues, like other than sound effects, like motion and animations. Like, I think my priority or like what I notice more when playing games, like I'm like, oh, it's moving, yeah. Rather than, yeah, other stuff like.
Do you collaborate with sound effects teams to make sure? I guess my question is, do you do the effects first, they do the sound after, or is the sound existing already and then you make the effects out of that?
Oh, yeah, I do the sound or song first, and then I would do like, yeah, other stuff
Oh, you do
after.
the sounds as well?
I don't make sounds,
Okay.
but yeah, sorry, but like I like in my head or like mouth sounds like
Mic
in my
sounds.
room by myself, yeah. Making sure no one's around before I'm like chew. Yeah.
That's a great
But
skill
I
to
do
have
want to
on your
collaborate.
like on your skill set, just beatboxing. It's probably a good one. I
Yes,
can
I
do
think it's
beatboxing,
so
which is cool.
cool. Oh, really? Do you
Yeah.
want to do a little
No,
demonstration?
I'm not gonna do that. I refuse.
Okay, no
It's
worries.
probably
Fine.
copyrighted. Nah, just kidding.
Oh, you're right, you're right, you're
Yeah.
right.
It helps a lot though, just make sounds while you're working. But what helps most is
Yeah, I
like if the sound
definitely.
effect team already created the sound for you, I feel like that's like you said, when you're making it out of the music or making it match the music, that's kind of the same with, I feel like, with sound effect. And on the project I'm working with, like I'm teaming up with them. Because they were able to create, so first they were able to create the sounds for the effects that I made, because they came in late in the development process, and then we like kind of teamed up to that they make the sounds of the effects that I didn't do yet, because that will help me imagine how those will look like. So I don't know if you have a similar experience with that.
I have not. I normally like just like do songs and like yeah, before like the mouse sound effects. But it would be nice. I do want to collab more with like my sound effect friends 'cause like I'm like wow, their work is so cool.
Yes,
I
yes, yes.
want that. Yeah. Whatever
Yeah,
they have, I want it.
it makes off a really interesting challenge, honestly. Like I feel VFX should, like I think VFX Apprentice is doing a challenge where you make a sound with your mic and then you make the effect of that. I think that's interesting. But I feel like also we should have like the sound already made, and then we make the effect out of the sound, or try to imagine it, or try to guess what the theme was, or what's the purpose of the effect was.
Oh,
I feel that
that's
that is an interesting challenge. Maybe I should run that.
yeah.
Yeah.
Write
Write that
that
down. Write
down.
that down. Yeah, it's an
So.
interesting world. We do so many things. We do so many things. Sound must meet the visual must meet the sound, and then all in all should meet with the game design, everything. I wanted to ask, like, how was the game design background that you have? Like, do you still use that for your facts? Like the theory at least of it? And how
Yeah,
so?
I think I try to a lot, just like thinking about the players more and like being more considerate about them, like visual needs, like not taking up, so much of their screen and trying not to give them like motion sickness and like just like flashing them all the time with colors and or epilepsy, yeah, because before I remember when I was like first starting out, I would give myself motion
Oh
sickness.
no.
It was so funny because I didn't know like too much movement and like being zoomed in too much would like cause your brain to like feel a little wonky because it's not used to it because in reality, like I didn't have like motion blur stuff and like stuff like blurred out yet. So everything was really sharp,
Oh.
and because like the human like experience, like we don't really see a lot of things moving and like really clear, crisp objects. When you move, you always see like a little, like a trail or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't do that before when I first started out because I didn't know, I just had like hard block shapes for like blockouts and everything. And then like when you're playing Minecraft, you like people get motion sickness because like I think the blocks are very like hard, so it's like the edges, I mean. So that definitely like spinning around with that not having like any motion blurring definitely causes, you know, your brain to think, oh, I am not in reality and I need to throw up for fun
Oh,
because
wow.
of it. Yeah. I learned that with David and the VFX Apprentice too, because I was like, what's going on, man? Every time I try to make stuff, I'm like,
That's interesting. It's the first time I've heard about this.
yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. I guess that, yeah, I'll put that definitely on one of the things that I will look up after this. This is very cool. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, no worries.
Motion sickness.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand why the sharpness, because like there's pixel art, right? I don't think it gets
Right.
sharper than pixel art. I wonder how they deal with that. You know what I mean?
I think,
I should get a pixel
right.
artist
I'm
on here
not
and
sure.
explain that.
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe it's like the colors, because like it's like faded or like a low opacity. So it like, because like without having the like a focus point, sorry, that's what I meant, like a part in the effects, like the head of the trail, if the trail like the tail isn't blurred, it's kind of like the eye's like, what do you focus on? So it like freaks out because like people get motion sickness because it's like different from reality. Like you're on a boat and the ground's moving, and because it's different from your normal reality, like what you're used to, like that's what makes you like very
Interesting,
throbby
because
and
I
yeah.
mean, I wouldn't rush in and say like the blur or the fade is the problem, like the transparency, because there were games existed before where they could not do any of that, right? They had eight colors and they had to
Yeah.
deal with like the type of effects they could make. However, if the effect is, like you said, has a head and the trail cut off at least in a certain way, because there are games that cannot afford to have any fading or any transparency. I guess like mobile game, I think they do that a lot because like they cannot do the calculations that a GPU on a PC can do. So you're kind of limited with that, but they still need to make it work. So like imagine an art style that cannot have any of what you mentioned with like fading or blurriness. Like pixel art, I think is a huge one, right? You cannot have all of that. So you kind of need to take what the blur and what the transparency is trying to do and replicate that using different fundamentals, I guess. Like with pixel art, I think gradients are done different with pixel art. You have to do like literally points and separate them from the pixel. There are different types of them, but they're, I think, have you ever, like, I don't know, were you ever interested in like how gradients are made in pixel art?
I never really thought about it, but now
Okay.
I am. I guess I
Yeah.
am now.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
look it up. I'm gonna
No
look it up. Keep yapping.
worries.
I'm gonna look it up.
Yeah.
I think it's very interesting how
No
different
worries.
principles
Yeah.
have it on, you
I
know?
was wondering. Yeah, I wonder if also like the camera like point of view also like affects, because Pixar is normally like, I feel like a lot of them are like third person, or you
Third
know,
person?
so
What do
it's
you mean?
like, or sorry, like it's not like you're looking first person, so you don't like, you can get away with Pixar art, I feel like, because it's not like imitating what you're normally seeing like
Oh, it
every day.
does.
Like if it's third person, you think?
I think it does. The problem is because it's limited, it's difficult. It's not as forgiving as you might think. Like with characters, one pixel would change the whole expression and the whole character design. Where like if you're doing a full-on resolution, like 4K, 8K painting, one pixel wouldn't really matter as much, I guess. You have more playroom with digital art than you have with pixel art. I'm gonna show the gradient here. So here we go. So this is how pixel art do, I guess it's called dithering. And so like you can do it with four colors, you could do it with two colors, and you could see the pattern here, right? So there are different ones. This one uses two pixels. here, and it does this like almost like I don't know what to call it, but it's interesting. I'm not an expert on this, but I love this one, for example. And when you're looking far away to it, like here, for example, you could see them blending in pretty nicely. Yeah,
Yeah, that is very cool.
pixel artists are something. You have to think about
Creative,
all of those things all the time. I wonder if there are
Definitely.
automations, like if Photoshop automates most of this stuff. I wonder if there's a way. Because like imagine going in with like literally placing all of those. My art director right now, like on the project I'm working on, she literally does that with hand. I've seen her
Whoa.
painting, and she does paintings exactly like that, where she's like putting the points, putting those pixels in.
Dedication.
That's dedication.
Respect
Yes. I
that. Yeah, that's impressive.
don't know. I just don't mess with it. Pixel artists, you know, they are very exact. I don't mess with them. I don't argue with them. I'm like, okay, you know what you're doing. It looks amazing, and I'm not gonna argue.
It's over. Like, they already know when one dot is out of place. Like, you can't.
You can't, no. And I think like pixel art is one of the jobs that will never be replaced by AI, like ever. The tedious work or the tedious like understanding of what renders in which resolution, like you need to know what you're doing. That's like a very exact work. And I think like with digital art, because it's a little bit forgiving. In a sense, you know, it has big re resolution and everything. That is in danger now of replacement a little bit, I feel. Which is sad to see, of course. And I don't think it will ever replace it, but I think there are people in charge that don't see the difference. I know a lot of normies in my life that sees an AI video and believe it's real. You know, like, oh, this is real. They wash whales in the sea. Yeah, they totally do that. No, they don't wash whales in the sea. Okay, they're not cows.
Oh no, that whale's drowning. Oh no.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's so
Oh,
crazy.
man, it's a scary time we're living in, that's for sure. How is that topic affecting you or your work or your field generally?
Yeah, I'm just like a little worried with like how if it keeps, like getting more and more advanced and like take over junior job positions, that would definitely suck and be really awkward for me because I am looking for, work in the game industry. But yeah, hopefully, I don't know. It's also yeah, like really awkward with like the environment and how much generative AI like takes up so much sources and like resources, and I'm just not really a big fan, but of that part for sure, 'cause I love the planet
You
and I
love the
don't
planet.
wanna,
Yeah.
yeah, leave too much of like a imprint and like
Yeah,
yeah.
got it. So I wanted to ask like when you're looking for reference, where's your go-to? What do you do for
Oh
gathering reference?
man, Mage's Box? Oh my god, they're so cracked. I'm so glad that they're not here or that I'm not there, because I would be like dead. I don't think I could compete with them. They're so cracked.
Can you explain to the viewer
Or
what
I like
Mage's
it.
Box is?
Yeah, it's like this website. It's like ArtStation, in Asia. I'm pretty sure it's in Chinese, but they're like very, very like AAA quality, like crazy insane effects that people put on there. And I just, wow, like I get lost for words 'cause it's so crazy. I know, yeah, one of my friend T or Dante, they also got me into it. They introduced me to it, and they like take inspo from there, and I love, oh my god, I'm actually a big fan of Dante's effects. So
I
I'm
should
like,
have them on.
so that's what you do.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, and I see why, because yeah, everything is so good on there. The appeal, pretty crazy.
So, do you
Yeah.
download those or copy them and put them in Pure Ref and study them like frame by frame? What do you do with the reference?
Yeah, I do download some, because I'm like, oh my God, what if this gets like wiped from the internet forever and I'm gonna miss it or something,
Digital
and I need
hoarder?
it in the future. Yeah, I'm so bad at like hoarding. I need to like calm down and chill with
I have
that.
the same
Like,
problem. I think we are
yeah.
all kind of hoarders in some way. Like I'm such a hoarder with like courses that I buy. Like, oh,
Oh my God.
I
Yeah.
need to keep bookmarks from this, and so I don't lose the link. It's like you're not gonna lose the link, but like I have my bookmarks ready, right? I have bookmarks for 3D, and I have bookmarks folder for VFX. But yeah, I love to buy courses, and this is like a passion of mine. Online courses are like my thing. Same, yeah, okay.
I feel so much smarter, and I didn't even watch it, but I feel like 80% more smarter already per course that I buy. I'm like, oh yeah,
I can do this.
I can do this now.
It's the job
I bought
application.
it,
And by the
so.
way, I purchased this course, so like if you want me to, you know, I can pretty much do it.
I'm basically professional, but and with the tabs, oh my God, like my emotional support tabs, I need all 84. Yes,
Oh yeah, exactly,
very
84. Yeah.
important.
The
Yeah.
only thing that gets upgraded on my PC is the RAM. That's it. So I can handle more
No,
tabs. You have the same
so
problem.
embarrassing. Yeah. Oh, it's literally, oh,
Because we
it
mentioned
gets
a
out of
little bit
hand for me.
Mage's Box, don't they also do tutorials? But most people can't buy them because they're in China.
Yeah, I was like, shoot, how does this work? So I have to like get like a translate like extension
No, I
translator.
don't think you can buy
But I
them.
wonder, yeah. Oh, you can't,
You
huh?
can't. You have
Oh
to
my
be a
God,
Chinese
that's so
citizen
annoying.
or a Russian citizen or Ukrainian citizen, I
Oh
think,
my
to be able
gosh.
to buy
I need
them.
to move and pack right now, bro. After this
Hell
podcast,
yeah.
I'm booked.
Get your citizen card and let's go,
That's
baby.
great. I'll meet you
Yeah.
guys there.
It seems to be a heaven of visual effects and technical art, that's for sure. There's a lot of reference there. I think I will leave a link for this stuff. There's so many references, so many good effects. This is crazy. I could look for this, I could look at this for hours. Let me show this in the
I
room.
know, I literally like I doom
Look at
scroll.
this
This is
stuff.
my new like TikTok doom scrolling.
This is for real.
Besides
Like,
LinkedIn.
yeah, it's. I think
Oh
if I would
my
watch all of this, I'd get hallucinated. Like, I would just be looking at this for hours.
God.
This is pure hallucination.
Yeah.
And do you know, like, can
I'm
you
all down
post your
for it.
work there by any chance? Is this doable?
I've never tried because imposter syndrome, hashtag. Just art
Hey.
stuff. Just artist stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just
But
part of being a human. I think the best way
yeah.
to deal with it, someone talked about it on a podcast. I think it was Learn Squared. Shout out to Learn Squared. They said you have to think about it like you're like a spy of some sort. Like, haha, I fooled them to get, you know, so they hire me. Ha. It's just that I was like, yeah, I'm a smart ass. I'm a secret agent that fooled them to have me on. I'm very proud of myself. And I just since then I was like, it's a human thing, you know. If I never had imposter syndrome, I would never have looked at my work and criticized it. And that would have never made me improve. And it's fine to have imposter syndrome. You get it.
Yeah, but I think yeah, you should definitely put your stuff out there, even though like you think it's not good enough. Like, oh my gosh, it was so funny for my one of the contest submissions that I did. I wasn't gonna post it because I was like, this is not the art style. And so I was like, maybe I'll just like still post anyways,
No
even though it's
way.
not like done or like
Yeah.
anything, just for the laughs. And I'm so glad I did, because like I got this like cool, I don't know if I should move my camera,
Yeah,
this
show
super
me.
cool Wacom
Oh, hell
because of
yeah.
it. And I was
Congrats.
like, oh my God, it's so useful, like this helps so much. Like, yeah, that's why
Congrats. That's
after that
great.
now I'm like, I'm just gonna post everything, even if it's not done, just to like Yeah, get like
That
I don't
is,
know
I'm so glad you brought this
noticed.
up. I feel that women suffer from this more than men. Like men
Oh really? I
kind of
didn't.
like good at something for like 5% of, you know, of their skills, and they just post it everywhere and they apply to all the type of jobs. I feel like women are more self-critical in this. Like they would literally read the job description, and just because like it says mandatory C sharp, they would not apply for the real-time visual effects job. Like, no, it's probably an HR person who did this. And also, you have men who are applying for this job anyway with C sharp or no C sharp. Like, that's such a good example of this thing happening again, right? Like, you're being self-critical, being like, no, I'm not good enough. It's not what they're looking for. But when you did it anyway, you risked it, you got the tablet, right?
So yes, that's definitely a learning lesson now. I'm like, oh my God. I need to, even like applying to places and jobs and stuff. You should definitely shoot for big and small, 'cause
Yep.
I was like, oh, like this probably won't, be noticed or looked at, but it was, and I was like, oh my gosh,
Yeah.
let's go.
Just
And
shoot.
like, yeah, like applying is also like low key kind of like a gacha game, 'cause maybe one day you'll hit pity eventually. I don't know. So yeah, just like try your luck, like,
It's a
think of
lot
it
about
as
luck, but
gungeon.
it's also about we artists, we look at our art, we are disgusted by it, right? We're like, oh, I know all the flaws in this. I know everything that went wrong in this, and I hate to look at it. Why? Because you have to consider it like cooking. If you're cooking the same meal every day and you're eating the same meal every day, you'll get sick of it. But if you cook the same meal to someone else, they're probably gonna enjoy it. So I encourage artists, like both, you know, of all genders, like apply, please, juniors, apply. It does not matter. If you get rejected, that's fine. You have learned something at least, and you've tried. There's no shame in trying, because at one point, you have to think, I'm missing 100% of the shots I'm not taking. You know?
Yeah, and they'll keep you in the system, I think, sometimes too, like if they're needing like that, like your talent in the future or what you can bring.
Which is
So
super helpful. Like,
it's just
if they
nice.
need a visual effect artist, they're like, you know what? You know, that person that applied, they were a good fit. So let's just have them on an interview. And you'll be the first one, and you have your foot at the door, right?
Yeah. So yeah, you literally don't really, lose anything for trying. So
Other than the time of
yeah.
trying, but then still,
Yeah.
like, you're like, you know, kind of trying to present yourself differently every time. Make it fun. Try to improve your CV. Like, try to do the job application a little different. Don't use ChatGPT. You know, just like all those rules. Just like try to put a lot of your personality in there and put yourself out there. I feel like a lot of the job market is that they want to work with someone who is cool to work with, or who is a team player, generally, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because like if you're gonna work in a
Yeah.
team and all what you're gonna do is complain, it doesn't matter how good you are. It does not matter how good you are. They don't want to work with. They just don't want to work with you. Or imagine someone with like the perfect portfolio, but each piece they spend a year to create. That's not gonna be a production like productions. It's not emulating production. It's maybe it's emulating problem solving over a year, but that's it. In a rapid production environment, you kind of need to do one after the other, and you need to be quick with it. Now, listen, it was great having you on. It's been an hour, I think, 55 minutes.
Think
Is there
so.
anything? Is there like last thing you want to say here? Promote? Tell the world? Let them know.
Oh, thank you. I actually really appreciate that. Recently my team, we worked on a game called Hamster Hustle.
Awesome.
So if you're bored and you have like 11 other friends that you want to play a party game of tag being a hamster
Cool.
for like an hour or two, you
All
should check us out on Steam.
right, what is it called
I would
again?
appreciate it. Hamster Hustle.
Hamster Hustle. All right, people.
Yeah, by Dreamship Games.
Check out Hamster Hustle. It's available on Steam. And I'll just thank you so much for being part of this. I'll talk to the viewers a little bit. Leave a like, comment. Let me know what you thought about this episode. Let me know if you have someone to put on the podcast one day. And yeah, subscribe. All of those stuff help. Thank you for reaching that far with the video. And yeah, I will still talk to you after this, but I will just say bye to the viewers. All right, everybody, have a good day, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.